There we go. All right, everybody, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the January 20, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kotkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include plat alterations and administrative appeals. That's what we have on the agenda for today. I consider any testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that are already on file, in order to make my decision. The hearing process has certain rules, but I still try to conduct the meetings in a relaxed and informal manner, but we still have a procedure we're going to use. We'll take each item separately. For each item, staff will present its report and make whatever recommendations that they wish to make. Then the applicant is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all of the applicable rules and regulations, except for the administrative appeal. So just on the plat alteration, if there is any member of the public that wishes to testify, I'll give them that opportunity. And if there is any testimony in opposition to the project, I'll give you that chance. The administrative appeal, there's no like public testimony portion of this. If the appellant wishes to call witnesses, you certainly may. But I don't open it up to the public because I consider the administrative appeal as a matter between the appellant and the county, and that the county's decision being reviewed is reviewed upon the evidence that they had at the time when they made their decision. So having public testimony is not allowed on that, except as may be called by the appellant or by the county. If you are going to testify, I'm going to have you state your name and address for the record. I'll swear you in as a witness. I'd ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. And if you have anything in writing that you want to submit, we can make those arrangements. I have the option on each of these matters to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. See here, except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding to reopen the hearing and request for reconsideration, my decision on each of these matters will be final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Appeals are by means of what's called a land use petition action. Those appeals have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision. And if the appeal isn't timely filed, the appeal would be barred. I've reviewed each item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in the property or the proposal to be heard today, and I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item. And outside of receiving or reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all the file materials, including application or appeal materials, there's agency comments, noticing documents, public comments, possibly on the second item. Other than receiving or reviewing all of the planning staff file on this matter, on each matter, I've not had any communication regarding either item that's on today's agenda. So with those representations, if you have any objection to me serving as the hearing examiner, you need to state so at this time. All right, and hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. Well, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump to the second item on today's agenda. This is Administrative Appeal 20-006. There's been a request that I had previously agreed to continue this matter until February 3rd, 2021 at 9 a.m., because of the tardy issuance of the staff report, the applicant made the request, or the appellant made the request, and it was granted through a series of emails. But I said I would continue it on the record, which I have done at this time. There's not going to be any more notices that are given. If you came to listen in on this administrative appeal, AA20-006, that matter will be now heard on February 3rd, 2021 at 9 a.m. Okay, we'll turn to the next item on today's agenda. This is a plat amendment given application number PA20-003, which is an application to remove a plat note at number 7 on the Riverbend subdivision. That was a plat note requiring a 100-foot setback from the riparian setback. This relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in all the application materials for the record. At this time and by this reference, I will admit into the record that staff report, all the attachments to the staff report, which included all of those application materials, site plan drawings, noticing documents, agency comments that have come through. I'm going to admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference, and turn this matter over to Ms. Strother for the staff presentation.
Actually, it's Mr. White that's going to present this.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, okay. Well, okay. Got it. Mr. White.
All right. Thank you, Andy. So this is an application for a plat amendment that was submitted to remove plat note number 7, which says there shall be no development whatsoever waterward of the 100-foot riparian setback. Included two all structures, septic systems, and their components. The application also requests removal of the 100-foot setback that is shown on the face of the plat. The subject properties for this plat are located off of First Street in Schlamp Falls in the zoned rural waterfront. The shoreline designation for this area is rural, so it has a 50-foot. The proposed plat amendment is exempt for CEPA review pursuant to WAC 197-11-806. Only received one comment during the noticing, and that was from the PUD, and they are requesting to replace plat note number 4 to demonstrate the current G-line flood line of the due to Rocky Reach. And so that was their comment, is they would like to have that note changed as well as part of this plat amendment. And that has been approved to you by the applicant. I did receive a comment from the tribes on January 13th requesting a cultural resource. They requested that the plat alteration be denied, and they requested a cultural survey to be done if the plat amendment was approved. Upon further research, the staff notes that the original plat went through CEPA. There was a DNS was issued, it was uncontested. And at that time during the original plat, no comments were received from the tribes at that time. And there is also a note number 2 on the existing plat that does say if any Native American grave sites or archaeological cultural resources are discovered or excavated during the development process, all works shall cease immediately and the owner shall contact Washington State Office of Archaeology and Historic Preservation pursuant to the RCWs. At this time, staff recommends that no survey be required because of this note on the plat. And at this time, no future development of these property has currently been proposed. If in the future there is development on these properties, we can attach an inadvertent discovery plan to the building permit. Staff has reviewed the application materials, the agency comments for consistency with the county code and regulations, and as conditions, recommends approval of the plat amendment 2020-003.
All right, you had indicated that the shoreline in your oral presentation that the shoreline designation was rural. The staff report indicates it's an urban shoreline designation.
Sorry, that I misspoke there. It is urban designation, so it does have the 50-foot setback. And so the applicants would just like the same requirements to be applied to them as surrounding landowners that aren't part of this plat.
All right. Okay, thank you very much. Is the applicant present and ready to proceed? Is there anybody here for the applicant on behalf of Plat Amendment 20-003. Nobody's jumping up. Mr. White, was the applicant given notice of the date, place, and time of this hearing?
Yes, they were.
Did you have any contact that they indicated why they wouldn't, somebody wouldn't be here?
I have not received any messages whatsoever.
Okay. All right. No representative of the applicant is here today. Was there any member of the public that came today to testify on this matter? Okay, again, none. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of the hearing on this application PA 20-003, and I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. The last item on today's agenda is an administrative appeal given application number AA 20-007. This is an application for an administrative appeal to appeal a building permit denial. This relates to property located within Chelan County. Again, that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, and at this time by this reference, I will admit that staff report. I will admit all of the appeal materials. I will admit all the materials regarding building permit 200242. I'm going to admit all the noticing documents, the staff materials, again, all the appeal materials submitted by the appellant in this matter. All those items will be admitted into the record. Indeed, the entire planning staff file will be admitted into the record at this time by this reference. And again, turn this matter over to Mr. White for the staff presentation before we turn it over to the appellant.
Thank you, Andy. So this is an administrative appeal of the denial of building permit 200242. The appellant believes that the proposed construction of the additional bedrooms with ancillary spaces should be permitted as an addition to the existing single-family residence that was previously approved under building permit number 190282. So the property is located at 1401 Nighthawk Ridge Lane in Leavenworth. The zoning is RR20. So pursuant to the county code, staff believes that the staff has determined that the permit did not constitute an addition to an existing family structure, but instead was for three new freestanding and independent dwelling units. And pursuant to county code, only one primary residence is allowed per lot, and only one accessory dwelling unit up to 1,200 square feet in size is allowed per lot. Staff has found that the continuous connecting structure that's noted on the plans is ornamental in nature and does not provide any structural stability to either the main house or the additional rooms, and it does not meet the definition of a structure according to Chelan County Code 1498.1825. In addition, each addition room, as noted on the plans, can be used as a separate residence due to each one being approximately 1,680 square feet of living space, including a bedroom, a kitchenette, second story loft, a full bathroom, and a private deck. These structures meet the IBC definition of a dwelling unit, because each one provides complete independent living facilities for one or more persons, which include provisions for living, sleeping, eating, cooking, and sanitation. A previous administrative appeal found that sleeping accommodations are not an allowed use in the Chelan County Code as a standalone accessory use in a detached structure. That was AA 19-007. Pursuant to this, it was found that an accessory dwelling unit is allowed in the RR 20 zoning district, but only as a total of 1,200 square feet of living space and only one per lot. In addition, prior 15 minutes prior to our meeting, I did receive an email from a neighbor. I did forward this on to you, Andy, as well, but it appears that the applicant has already dug three separate foundations and rebarred in addition to the main house, guest quarters, and garage. So that information was just brought to my attention as well. This building permit has been denied, so there should be no work being done on this property for these three structures at all. Do you have anything you want to add? Very good. Okay. So because the continuous structure wall is not a retaining wall and it doesn't have any structural stability, we do consider these three structures detached structures per our code. So staff does recommend that denial of the building permit 200242 should be upheld based on the definitions from the IBC and Chelan County Code in relation to the building permit.
All right, thank you very much. Is the appellant ready to proceed?
Yes.
All right, could you state your name and an address for the record?
My name's Todd Smith. Address is 220 Highway 2, Leavenworth, Washington, 98826.
All right, Mr. Smith, will you be providing any testimony yourself today?
Yes, I will.
All right, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you very much. And Mr. Smith, you are the appellant in this matter, is that correct? Or your business is?
Correct, yes, acting on behalf of the owner.
Okay, all right, sir, what would you like to tell me?
Well, I have a statement here. At what I'd like to address is all the staff report points one by one in terms of what they stated. I've prepared an initial statement, then I'll go through each point and then establishing topics with regards to them, some being incorrect and some being agreed upon. And I'm going to go through point by point if I have permission to do so.
How long are you expecting this to take? Because if you already have something in writing, that can be submitted and I can review that. So we don't have, if it's a long presentation, we might be able to shorten things up.
Long is subjective, Mr. Kopkamp, and so I, if you need me to stop, I'll stop, but I want it to be heard because it's...
How many pages is it?
It's 4 pages.
All right, go ahead and proceed.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time today, hearing about our appeal of the topic, what is considered and what is not considered in addition to a single family house. I'd like to begin with a correction on the language of the request as outlined in the staff report. In the staff report, file number AA2-2020-007, in the request header, it states that the appellant believes that the proposed construction of additional bedrooms with ancillary spaces should be permitted as an addition. I'd like to make clear at the beginning of my statement that we were guided by Chelan County Community Development to this belief as a response to past appeal efforts. Staff was fully aware and confirmed rationale for our solution over multiple documented instances outlined within our appeal. That was stated within our appeal. So these are statements to the staff analysis. The May 3rd, 2019 building permit for a single family residence was submitted. That's fact. My statements to that. The single-family residence comprised of a main kitchen dining living room block with two upstairs bedroom and a secondary bedroom block with ancillary spaces. The secondary bedroom block was connected to the main block with a structural wall greater than 4 feet tall. To get to the secondary bedroom block, one has to exit the main kitchen dining living block, go outside and enter the secondary bedroom block. Okay, that's just a setup for the like instance of what we were proposing. April 29th, 2020, this is point number two. April 29th, 2020, a building permit application was applied for and an addition of the main house. My point, as referenced to in the appeal and included exhibits, a statement regarding our prior aim to get an administrative determination on what a single family dwelling unit is and subsequent denied appeal of that set us towards efforts of defining directly with the county what constitutes an addition to a single family residence and what does not. This is referenced in your staff analysis section 6. Our aim in this was to establish the criteria of what is or is not an addition. Correspondence with Chelan County Community Development staff and others outlined in this current appeal letter and exhibits cover these efforts and determination. Point 2.1, no comment, this is correct. Point 2.2, staff states that three separate structures, each labeled addition room, that are connected to the main house via continuous connecting structure that is under 4 feet in height. The floor plans contain 1680 square feet of living space that includes a bedroom with kitchenette, a separate second story loft, a full bathroom, and also a private deck, etc. My points, their statement on structure is incorrect. Sheet 8003 site plan states continuous structure greater than 4 feet tall in the location of structure linking all addition rooms. There are no other dimensions referenced in elevations to discern this except for A003. The elevations do not show vertical dimensions of the wall. I'm confused as to where they got these dimensions. Second, their statement on there being a kitchenette is also incorrect. This is not being proposed. A kitchen nor kitchenette does not exist in the addition rooms' application. On sheet A107, there is a countertop that has a sink and an under-counter beverage refrigerator. This is neither a kitchen or kitchenette, nor has the means to act as a primary function of a dwelling unit for Chelan County Code definitions. Chelan County holds no definitions to a kitchenette. In our addition, there is no oven nor cooktop applied. This will be further pointed out in later definitions too. Point 2.3, staff states the continuous connecting structure is not shown to be vertical load-bearing structural component. It does not share a wall or a roof with either the main house or any addition room. My statements. This statement doesn't reference any definitions in the Chelan County Code. There are plenty of other applications and within the addition application of this. This is not relevant. There are other components of connected structure within any application consisting of structures that are not vertical load bearing that may perhaps provide lateral structure or seismic uplift criteria. Additionally, where does this reference stop? Do the footings hold up walls, not provide vertical load bearing capacity? For walls to work and for structure to work in this physical world, they need to be load bearing structural component. Another point, the connecting walls between the addition actually hold up a walking surface from the main house to connect the three additional rooms. This is no different than if there were a patio structure, a covered breezeway, or a hallway. It just happens that this connection is not covered. If a covered connection were required in our correspondence and guidance with Chelan County, we would have done this, but it was not, so we didn't. 2.4, the open space that surrounds each addition room consists of ornamental landscaping, including planted trees and manicured lawn. My statement. This statement from staff is not true, nor indicated in plans. There is no ornamental landscaping being proposed in the application. There are trees in the locations in between that existed in the original site plan. There are no planted trees referenced in the application in these areas. There is not manicured lawn referenced in the application in these areas, nor none referenced. There is no landscaping plan referenced in the application. Point number three. In October 1, 2020, a building permit denial was issued by Chelan County building official. My statement, 5 months and 2 days passed for this determination to be made. while we are establishing the direction of the county fire marshal, planning, technical review, CDHD, that our approach was a valid approach. Point 3.1 stated that the building permit was not an addition to an existing family structure and that the submitted design was clearly for three new freestanding and independent dwelling and or dwelling units as defined per the 2015 IRC. My statement, as stated in concern over incorrect statements in section 2.2 of this document, they're misconstruing their cited definitions. The definitions cited, if read correctly, state dwelling. Dwelling means a building or portion thereof that is used for human habitation. Accessory dwelling unit means a separate dwelling unit which may be attached, detached, or located within the primary residence. Dwelling unit means one or more rooms designed, occupied, intended for occupancy as a separate living quarters with sleeping, sanitary facilities, and kitchen facilities provided within the dwelling unit for the exclusive use of a single household. Our addition does not constitute a dwelling unit, nor an accessory dwelling unit, by the mere fact that they do not contain kitchen facilities. Kitchen facility means an area within a building intended for the preparation and storage of food. We do not have a cooktop nor oven, and therefore kitchen facility definition is moot. Point 3.2 stated that only one primary residential structure is allowed per lot. One accessory dwelling unit may be allowed when it complied with code. However, it is unclear whether an accessory dwelling unit is already on the subject site. In such case, no additional accessory dwelling units would be allowed. My statements, please reference the staff analysis number one, a building permit 190282 for a single family residence. It appears that the staff was very clear as to a single family dwelling is the only dwelling unit that exists on the property. We applied for an addition to the existing single family dwelling. The addition is not an accessory dwelling unit. The code does not limit dwelling numbers if in fact the dwelling definition is used referencing habitable spaces. Point number four, agreed. 5.5, interpretations. Point 5.1, I agree to that. Point 5.1.1, agreed. 5.2, dwelling, agreed. 5.2.1, agreed. 5.3, a dwelling unit, agreed. And then 5.3.1, the statement from the county, the specific purpose of a dwelling unit is to provide the essential amenities for complete and independent facilities. Commonly, dwelling units are thought of as a single, and this might have been a typo on their section, a single homily houses or individual living units in duplexes or townhouses. My statement, despite the spelling error, I understand the sentence, and commonly this is correct. In addition, size is not of consideration as to commonality. Commonly speaking, separate living areas are also connected via long hallways, raised pathways, bridges, breezeways, interstitial non-program spaces, foyers, and courtyards. Point 5.4, structure. Structure is defined as that which is built or constructed. Okay, 5.4.1, okay, 5.4.2, okay. And then also, please see section 2.2 of our letter here. Section 5.5, townhouse, I don't see how this is relevant. 5.5.1, this is not relevant. 5.5.2, not relevant. 6, AA2019007 statement, this is all understood. This was our appeal. This was our appeal, and it was a frustrating finding to receive, informed our currently disputed addition efforts. Other statements to that point. This reference to the administrative appeal is probably the most galling with reference to our appeal. We specifically referenced this appeal in our building permit denial appeal. We have specifically addressed the Chelan County staff to provide direction as connected structure and addition language to strengthen our approach and addition application. We received direction from Chelan County staff as outlined in our current appeal statement and exhibits informing our continuous structure approach that was agreed upon and further refined for multiple staff and interagency review with Chelan County Fire Marshal and Chelan Douglas Health District. Staff recommendations. It's our dispute that the staff recommendations are misaligned with what they directed us towards, and what we agreed with them. It is further argued below that their facts are incorrect and we argue as such. Their point number one in their staff recommendations. The continuous connecting structure noted on the plans is ornamental in nature and does not provide structural stability either in the main house or the addition rooms. Further, it does not meet the definitions of a structure according to the Chelan County Code. Our statement, staff is incorrect that the structure is not purely ornamental in nature. It provides support for a walking surface, abutting ample slope, and also provides a life safety component of acting as a guard along walking surfaces, no different than a contained hallway or a pergola or foundation to hold up other constituent parts of a building. Another point, staff is adding additional internal criteria not allowed in code, not outlined in code, to rationalize their opinion and throwing out interpretations without merit or codified basis. It does meet the definitions of structure as outlined in section 2.2 of this letter and as outlined on sheet A003. So their second point, each addition room can be used as a separate residence due to the approximately 1680 of living space that includes a bedroom with kitchenette, a separate secondary story loft, a full bathroom, and also private deck. The structure meets IBC definition of a dwelling unit because each one provides independent living facilities for one or more persons, which includes provisions for living, sleeping, eating, cooking, and sanitation. My statement, this is not true. As stated prior in this letter, the staff is stating something that is just not there. There is no kitchenette nor kitchen facilities in the addition rooms. It appears that they're preemptively deciding what it could be as opposed to what it actually is. These are rooms linked in continuous structure to the main house as an addition as stated and shown and accepted by staff all along the process of defining project criteria. This effort lasted through the period of April 29th, 2020 to permit denial by David Spencer 5 months and 2 days later. Their third point in terms of recommendation, AA19-007 found that sleeping accommodations are not allowed in the Chelan County Code as standalone necessary use in detached structure. An accessory dwelling unit is allowed in the RR20 zoning district, but are only allowed a total of 1,200 square feet of living space and only allowed one per lot in conjunction with single family dwelling unit per Chelan County Code. The above is fully understood. That said, the confusion of the AA19-007 with reference to this appeal is a topic that I want to finalize in pointing out. This addition does not, in fact, fit the definition of a dwelling unit, nor an accessory dwelling unit. It does, in fact, fit the definition of a continuous connecting structure as outlined in prior statements. This addition does not fit the definition of a standalone accessory use, either per statements above. So in conclusion, we've been very cordial in all our correspondence, very patient with respect to Chelan County on this topic. We're very fortunate to be working with them. We know it's difficult and a whole lot of resources been tied up in this minutia, but to us, it's an appeal to the absurdity of not being able to get definitive answers on very simple topics. That we have spent countless hours along with staff to define whether or not three rooms can coexist next to each other and how they touch each other structurally or not in conjunction with an existing single family house is outright ridiculous. That upon our application, we could have received a statement from the county stating, we see what you're trying to do. If you connect the three rooms with a covered walkway or hallway, this was most likely do the trick, in which we would have replied, ouch, that's a bit more money than we wanted to pursue, but I understand that. And it seems like a reasonable solution as it pertains to code and your interpretations. But when we're guided and directed in the mode we applied for, it's hard to rationalize the prior. Here are some other hypothetical and non-hypothetical scenarios. Scenario one, three rooms separate and unconnected to a single family home cannot exist under the auspices of the code if they have a sleeping potential within them per the administrative appeal 19-007. In other words, a bed shown. If one is a painter's studio with a couch, one is a potter's studio with a chaise, and one a music producer with a futon, this is okay under the code, fully separated, fully allowed. Scenario two, three rooms connected by continuous structure can exist in application and staff and direction until it doesn't and can't because it took 5 months to determine that it could not, despite stating that it could prior. This is what we experienced. Scenario three, three rooms connected by a roof covering a walkway may be a potential to be defined as continuous connected structure, but a straight answer cannot be given. But, however, I was also told to wait to see if this was an option after the appeal by Chelan County Community Development staff. Scenario four, three rooms connected by a screened-in breezeway, allowed 75% outright, maybe? Scenario five, three rooms connected by a continuous hallway, allowed outright. All five of the above scenarios are fundamentally the same impact, size, use, and potential uses. I hope you can uphold our building permit application as applied for and rule against the denial of the permit application for Mr. Spencer. If there needs to be more clarity on the structure heights and elevation, we can amend immediately to make even more so apparent in plan section and elevations with further dimension and clarity as a condition of approval. If a ruling cannot be made upholding our permit application is as is, then can a condition be made to allow acceptance within scenario three, four, or five of above so that we can amend the application, gain permission to build, and begin construction in the spring? Similarly, due to the inordinate amount of time this appeal took to process, there's a building and an energy code change happening February 1st. This impacts this application significantly, and I would like to appeal to the vested application date if ruled in our favor. And to address the topic of the email that just came in from a neighbor, there was excavation and preparation for footings in anticipation of building permit receipt, which is fully in the right of the general contractor to prepare the ground to that grade. No concrete was poured. Foundation was excavated, and the foundation forms and rebar have been sitting there for close to 6 months awaiting this. So thank you for your time and expertise. It's much appreciated.
Thank you very much, Mr. Smith. Is there anything else from the appellant?
Not from my end.
All right. Okay. Is there anything further from the county?
A couple things. So in the initial email sent out by David Spencer on February 5th of 2020, he just said in order for structures to be considered as one structure, the design would have to be contiguous and continuous type of foundation like the example photos displayed below. And he included the three photos below. And I just would like to point out that those three examples that David sent at that time back in February looked nothing like the current layout of the proposal. Also, for the definition of a kitchen in the 2015 International Residential Code, it just says kitchen shall mean an area used or designated to be used for the preparation of food. So, the absence of a oven or a stovetop does not preclude that area from being considered a kitchen or a kitchenette, if you will. And then lastly, the landscaping, although it was not specifically stated that was ornamental, I mean, they did show trees in between the different structures. So, and I would anticipate that they would plant grass there. And then lastly, the three structures, like those could stand alone without the continuous support structure going in between them. They are three standalone structures. There's nothing that would preclude those from being separate structures. The retaining the continuous support structure is not benefiting those. It doesn't share like a continuous wall with the main residence.
And if I may, I'd like to say something.
Sure, can you identify yourself?
Yes, my name is Ginger Pennington. I'm the current plans examiner and the acting building official. One thing that we look at is if there's not a definition in the IBC or the IRC, which clearly defines what we're looking for, then you go to Webster's Dictionary. And Webster's Dictionary for detached is stand by itself, separate, unconnected, especially not sharing any wall with another building. Having a common retaining wall does not make it one structure. Having a yard around the structure is a yard. It's not a continuation of the building itself.
All right, thank you very much. Anything else?
I don't think we have anything further.
All right, Mr. Smith, I'll give you the last opportunity. What else would you like to tell me based upon what the county has just provided?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. There's one overarching comment. If the county doesn't want this thing to be what is shown, there's a consistent effort to try to not come a solution that falls within the code that it does. And so that's what we go to the county to ask for. Like what would suffice? This was a guided pursuit from the county. David Spencer gave me those two pictures of a townhome development and said, this is typically what a foundation looks like. That has no reference to what we actually asked. And then ultimately, when it was turned over to the other staff, and then when subsequent staff asked for, oh, that works, and then subsequent staff asks for additional elevation, just to proof the elevations of it as a single structure, we were asked for that information. Okay, we need to prove based on Chelan County code definitions, whether or not the total building height it falls under the total maximum building height within Chelan County code. So there was already this threshold breach to thinking of this as a continued structure. And then so specifically, let's talk about the first building permit application, the main house. It's the exact same scenario. It just happens that the building, the wall that is disconnected from the rest of it is supporting a whole lot more dirt in retainage. Okay, so that's point one and maybe point two. Let's go to the kitchen topic, kitchen definitions. What you just said, Alex, or Mr. White, is basically stating any room with a surface you can prepare food on. Okay, a bathroom with a counter you can prepare food on. So when you talk about definitions and the preparation of food and beverage, preparation of food typically involves in its holistic Webster's dictionary configuration of it, it involves cooking it. And how do you cook it? Well, there's portable ways to do that. There's all this stuff, but typically in the dwelling sense, commonly, it involves a cooking device such as a cooktop or an oven, or sometimes both. So for us to not have the ability to, we're not showing those, they don't exist. That doesn't exist in the application, nor is the statement. So I'm looking for a definition that says we can't have an undercounter fridge in a room. If it can't, can we get rid of the undercounter fridge in the room? Is it disallowed in any of these definitions to have a sink in a larger room too, or a counter? That's my larger point here. In terms of the trees referenced in landscaping, those are existing trees from the existing site plan that are placed there. If you look at the existing site plan to the proposed site plan, those were there in the existing site plan. They're not planted. They're just a reference to another site plan, and perhaps our mistake in terms of not removing those from there. The structure definitions that you're talking about as well, with regards to connectedness and contiguous and what's supporting what and how it doesn't. Those are all fine in terms of post-rationalization, but as we're giving guidance and we're receiving guidance from the county on the topic to then pursue a right application for the whole thing, it's really disconcerting that down the line you're convinced otherwise, that actually the guidance that you did give us doesn't pertain anymore. And here's some rationalization and some other definitions that then we're going to combine with Webster's dictionary and all this stuff. But the defining definitions that we pursue revolve around the pursuit that you gave us, the guidance that you gave us.
You need to talk to me and not to Mr. White. I'm sorry.
Apologies. You're right. Apologies there. So the county provided us the mechanism and the communications to prepare our application, and all the while up to defining water systems and integration with the building, with the fire marshal as well. And it's very, very frustrating. And that's really all I have to say.
Okay. Anything else from anybody else on the applicant side? We're all good here.
Could I ask one question? This is Ginger again.
It's not really a question and answer time, but are you asking a question of me?
Yes, of you. I just want to make sure that you received in the record the emails between the previous building official, David Spencer, and Mr. Todd Smith regarding the back and forth as to what was and what didn't work, because that's pretty informative. And if it's not in the record, it should be in the record. We can send it to you.
I haven't memorized everything I was sent. Looking through it right now, there's...
That correspondence is in there. Sorry to interrupt.
Is it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's in the record.
It is.
All right. Thank you. Anything else from the appellant?
I can send this letter as an exhibit.
Oh, yes. Yes. No, I do want to admit that as exhibit one into the record. If you can scan and send that to staff, then they will send that off to me. I completely forgot about that. Thank you for bringing that up.
Do I send that to Alex?
Send that to Mr. White, and then he will distribute it to me.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. With that, then, I am going to close the record on this hearing. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. I have a lot of work to do and a lot of review to do. So thank you very much for your presentation, Mr. Smith and Mr. White. There are no other items on today's agenda, so now I'm going to adjourn this January 20, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner, and thank you all very much for coming. This meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.